理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 19 An Incident
22nd Night What have I done? And what will be the end of it? I cannot sleep. I went down to dinner cheerfully, although my heart was broken. After the dinner, the ladies went to the sitting room, and Millicent requested that I sing.Miss Wilmot, of course, would not sing unless the gentlemen were present. Mr. Huntingdon entered the room as I was singing. He quickly turned to Miss Wilmot.
Now, Miss Wilmot, won't you sing for us tonight?
He asked.
I have been waiting to hear your voice all day.
I knew Annabella's musical talents were far better than mine.But he was quite impolite in his behavior when he requested her to sing. She sat down at the piano to sing and play, and looked quite proud as she did. Mr. Huntingdon watched her while she played. I could not keep myself from crying, although I hid my face as I sat on the sofa, as he was standing near me.I did not want to further embarrass myself by allowing that cruel man to see how he affected my emotions. When she finished, I left the room quickly and walked to the library. I sat down and cried again, but soon heard the door open and close. I thought it was a servant coming in to clean.A hand gently touched my shoulder, and a voice softly said,
Helen, what is the matter? You must tell me.
It is nothing concerning you, Mr. Huntingdon.
Are you sure it does not concern me? Please tell me, because if so, I have something to tell you. If not, I'll go.
Go then, I cried.But I knew he would go if I told him to. So I quickly added, Or say what you have to say, and finish.
It is this,
he continued,
that Annabella Wilmot is nothing compared to you, and I love you. I cannot live without you. Will you marry me?
He cried. No, no, wait!I exclaimed. You must ask my uncle and aunt. At that moment, my aunt opened the door, looking shocked to see us together. Mr. Huntingdon quickly stood up.
Mrs. Maxwell, please excuse me. I've been asking your sweet niece to marry me, and she informed me that I must first speak with you and your good husband.
We will talk of this tomorrow, sir, said my aunt coldly. You should return to your room, Helen. I will discuss this matter with you tomorrow. Of course, I could not sleep that night, and so I have written all this. I will go to bed now and try to sleep or think of my Mr. Huntingdon.
Chapter 20Determination.
September 24th. In the morning, I woke up early and quite happy. I walked down the hall and saw Mr. Huntingdon coming to me. I felt his strong arm around my waist and his warm kiss on my cheek.
My own Helen,
he said into my ear. Not yours yet.I said. Remember, you must first speak to my uncle and aunt. My aunt is not too fond of you.
Yes, I know that she has heard that in my younger years I was a bit careless, but I am no longer that way, and I know that with you, dear Helen, to take care of, I will live like a kind gentleman and husband.
You must first speak with my aunt.
Yes. You've talked about your aunt and uncle, but where is your father? Can I not speak to him?
No, my aunt and uncle are my caregivers. My father gave me up when my mother died. I was a young girl then, and have not seen him since that time. Before my mother died, she requested that I live with my aunt and uncle, and my brother live with my father. So, you see, you must speak with my aunt. Many times during the day, my good aunt attempted to persuade me not to accept Mr. Huntington's offer of marriage, but I could not refuse him. I knew I thoroughly loved him, and he would be a good husband. Yes, he was a bit thoughtless, but that could be changed. Just before dinner, my uncle called me into the library to discuss this important matter.
"Now, Helen,"
he said,
"this young Huntington has been asking to marry you. What should I tell him?" Your aunt would answer, "No." But what do you say?
"I say yes, Uncle," I exclaimed.
"Very good,"
he cried.
"Now, when must the wedding be? Huntington would like to be married quite soon, and you feel the same, I suppose."
"No, Uncle. I would like to wait till after Christmas. I am in no hurry to get married. I am happy enough to know that we are to be married. I must first ask my aunt about the time of the wedding before deciding."
Chapter 21. Opinions.
October 1st. The wedding will take place around Christmas. Millicent Hargrave seemed quite surprised by the offer of marriage. "Well, Helen, I am glad to see you so happy, but I am surprised that you agreed. I didn't realize you liked him so much." "Why so?" "Because you are far better than him in every way, and there's something careless and wild about him. I feel uncomfortable in his presence." "You are timid, Millicent, but that's no fault of his," I said coldly. Miss Wilmot seemed astonished when she heard the news. "And so, Helen, you are to be Mrs. Huntington." "Yes," I replied. "Don't you envy me?" "Oh, dear, no," she exclaimed. "I shall soon be Lady Lowborough, and then, perhaps, you will envy me." "I shall envy no one." Mr. Huntington's friends were more disappointed with our news than mine were. This morning, he received letters from his friends, who were quite upset that Mr. Huntington would soon be leaving them and their careless and wild habits.
"Helen, do you know what you've done to me? I wrote to my friends the other day to tell them of my happy news, and instead of receiving a warm congratulation, they wrote me bitter letters of regret that I will soon leave them. Hattersley is so upset that he has promised to marry the first woman he meets because he's afraid that now his days of freedom and carelessness are over."
"Our happy days here are soon to end, as the guests will return to their homes in less than 2 weeks. What am I to do without my dear Arthur Huntington?"
Chapter 22. Characteristics of Friendship.
October 5th. I am quite in love with my Mr. Huntington. However, he is less warm and generous than I thought. The more I know him, the more I am disturbed by his behavior. Today I was quite bothered by something he told me. We were horseback riding with Lord Lowborough and Miss Wilmot. Arthur was riding next to me, and the other two were ahead of us.
That Lowborough is quite in love,
he told me with a smile.
And the poor fool thinks she's in love with him. But she wants to marry him only for his title of Lord, which she told me the other day. She will be quite content to become Lady Lowborough. She is quite wealthy, and is only in need of a noble title. He spent all his riches being careless and wild with us in London. He would join us every evening and drink till he was asleep on the floor. The poor man's wife left him, as she could not bear his terrible behavior and drunken habits. After she left him, he was heartbroken and no longer had his fortune. He declared that he would never drink a drop of wine again. And for a week, he stopped going with us to the pubs. But he was bored, and returned to us one night, but promised he would not take any alcohol. Since then, I never see the poor boy. He is searching for a lady to fall in love with. He has no money himself, but what a lucky man he is, as Miss Wilmot is quite a wealthy young woman. At first, he was interested in her for her fortune, but he fell in love with her. He told me so the other day, and believes she thoroughly loves him as well. Poor fool!
Why are you laughing at his misfortune? I asked him, quite upset with his behavior. Lord Lowborough is your dear friend, but he will soon be married to a woman with no interest in him, nor love for him. Does this not upset you?
If I were to tell him, he would be heartbroken again. I cannot help the poor fool any longer. He is in love, and I can do nothing.
As we returned from our ride, Annabella quickly whispered to me, I came to tell you that Lord Lowborough has asked to marry me, and I have agreed. Don't you envy me, dear? No, love, said I. And do you like him? Yes, I love him. Well, I hope you'll be a good wife to him. 13th. They are gone, and he is gone. We will not be together for more than 2 months. But he has promised to write often, and made me promise to write more often, because he will be busy preparing for my arrival at his home. 22nd. I have had several letters from Arthur already. They are not long, but are sweet and full of humor. But I do wish he could be serious sometimes.